Jesus began, "My children, you are about to be hit with forces beyond your control that will set in motion despair, discontent, fear, panic, and hopelessness. This is the time to change heart dwellers' focus to their only hope, which is repentance and my mercy." My dear ones, Jesus is your peace and your protection over all calamities. Embrace him now and never lose awareness of his secure and loving presence. He has said to me, "I am coming for you sooner than you think." Tonight before prayer, a Corps member brought up a very serious meeting with all our top military generals and those in other countries as well. It was a move done only in very serious converging world events. Jesus continued, "Do you see what I was talking about? Claire, concrete preparations for war are happening worldwide, along with shootings in churches, and it's only the beginning of sorrows." Lord, what is on your heart to talk about? Repentance, for many different reasons, but mostly to get people ready for death. Like I said, I am coming for you sooner than you think, but I want you to be working diligently, fully engaged in the state of readiness, befitting my bride and warrior for righteousness. Do not allow the approach of war to make you slack off, because I have told you that the rapture will happen after that. I am counting on you to prepare heart dwellers all over the world for what is soon coming. It is just beginning. My people, many of you are not ready for the rapture, or my coming, or death. I need you all to start recognizing the ways you have violated and not taken with seriousness and action my words in the gospel. Go deeper and search your hearts for the times you have passed a homeless person by, or an elderly man in need of help, or a child in distress, or any time at all that you could have rendered aid, and you were too caught up in your own business to go out of your way and stop. Deeply examine your heart attitude towards others, especially those you work with, family members who differ with you. Look for jealousy, impatience, judgments, condemnation, lust, and desiring what others have, or repeating a bad report, gossip, etc. Do you know when you watch the news, you are sinning by allowing yourself to hear fabricated stories to discredit legitimate events? The fact is, you can no longer be sure of who is telling the truth. So much of what you hear is manipulated by AI to invoke a certain response from you, causing others to join in until a spirit of homicide and chaos spreads like wildfire. This is how the dark powers foment revolutions, tearing families, nations, and governments apart so they will no longer be able to operate, and the dark side will be enabled to take over. This is exactly how it happens, twisting the truth to set people at odds with one another. They fire up the Muslims against the Christians, and in that way, get rid of both groups. My people, do not participate in these discussions or demonstrations. You are being played. Rather, expose the darkness and their evil schemes to get rid of those they want eliminated from the earth. Show them my love, patience, forgiveness, and warn them that they are being played. Your nation is in great peril now, and your prayers can turn things around. Set a guard over your mouth to not sin. Do not contribute to the vitriol, hatred, and rage. Rather, expose it because this is on a national and international world level. But my greatest concern for you right now is the lack of discipline and personal holiness. Do not participate in the ways of darkness, and do all in your power to diffuse conflict. There are also electromagnetic forces at work on everyone's mind, causing them to not track and fall into frustration and apathy. You have felt them. You know exactly what I am talking about. Work actively to snuff out your vices. Give the better portion away to another. Be the last in the line. Offer to help those around you. And call down my peace in heated situations. My peace will always calm others. But if you do not have it, nor exercise it, you will contribute to the unruliness. Let others go first. Do not take the last portion for yourself. Make excuses for those who pose a challenge, such as, they just got some bad news, pray for them. If someone makes a mess, help them clean it up. If they admire something non-essential, give it to them. If they make blunders, confess your blunders and make them look better than you. In fact, lift up everyone around you and change the narrative to make it hopeful, because these may be your last days on earth. Do not criticize when you must instruct. Rather, be encouraging. If you see something left by another, leaving a mess, clean it up yourself and make light of it. Oh, I was just passing by and I had a towel in my hand. It was easy. If you find something that has been lost, seek out the owner. My children, you are about to be hit with forces beyond your control that will set in motion despair, discontent, fear, panic, and hopelessness. This is the time to change Heart Dwellers' focus to their only hope, which is repentance and my mercy.